And good day to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and we are with you to continue the conversation about depression. Many of you had follow-up questions, and so we will continue. First and foremost, we wish to remind you that the earth plane is going through tremendous changes, shifts, upheaval, transformation. So many of the foundation points that humanity has depended upon are falling away. They are being dismantled energetically, first and foremost, and then in the outer picture as well. So the institutions, religions, beliefs that have been long held are now coming to light to be proven to be insufficient for this next step and phase for the earth realm. The earth has been evolving over time. Humanity has been evolving over time. This is the design of creation, progress, evolution. So holding on to the past will no longer serve you. And this is one of the aspects we wish to clarify for you, that as these things are dying, there is a collective experience of grief and pain and sadness. It is at the universal level, dear ones. And many of you are in sync with and in tuned with the vibrations of the Earth planet. And so this is what you are feeling. Sadness, pain, grief, loss, a lack of understanding of what is happening. Here is the key point here. This is not yours. If you take it in and say, I am depressed, I am sad, I am feeling all of these feelings, you are putting your arms around these things and making them your own. In doing this, you are not able to be the healing agent that you are intended to be on the earth plane right now. It is one of the reasons you are here right now, is to be a healing agent, an agent of love, of allowing the goodness of God's design in its evolution to continue to move forward and to bless the earth and all of life on earth. So we ask you to remember this, and when feelings of darkness, sadness, grief, rage, anger, all of those things that you know and understand are not from the God that created this realm and that created you, a loving God, not a vengeful God, a God that wants life to prosper because it is God's manifestation, infinite manifestation. So when and if these feelings come across you like a cloud, we ask you to pause, stand still in your consciousness or even physically, and ask, is this my own? Do these feelings originate with me? Or am I taking them on because I am so sensitive, which you are, to the vibrations and energy of the earth? Ask this question. If it is not yours, and you will hear the voice, it is not a spoken voice, but it will be a quiet answer within you as you are asking God. The answer most often will be no, it is not yours. And so we recommend, as we know you wish to be an agent for good, to give these emotions and energies back to the God that created this realm and ask that they are processed for the best and highest for the earth plane and for life on earth. You can look at it as if it is recycled. So all of that energy within the hands of God is recycled for the best and highest for the earth herself and all of life on earth. So you are a recycling agent also. This is the most important idea here for you all now. If you do, when you ask, where did this and these feelings come from? If you do get the direction that they originate with you, then take the moment there and then to collect yourself and still in the presence of God, the God that created you. Put your arms around yourself with love and kindness and gentleness, and we mean this metaphorically, and surrender to the interior aspects of your being and ask, what is going on here? Why are you sad? Why are you angry? What is grieving you? And listen, be still. And these aspects of yourself will speak to you. They are like your children. And with unconditional love, no judgment, releasing any impatience, you will listen and they will felt heard. And then, with love in your heart, you will speak to them to give them comfort and together to decide what action you may take, if any, to alleviate this pain or this sadness. The truth is that some of these emotions may come from past lives. They are not current. And so we ask you to ask this question also, not of the little voice within your being, but of God. So God is always there with you and the inner aspects of yourself. If it helps to think that you are sitting in the lap of God, the Creator, then do that and bring these aspects of yourself into your lap. We again say that this is metaphorically. We are not meaning it in the physical sense. So have these kind and loving conversations with yourself. And what it will bring to you is greater enlightenment and awareness of the aspects of yourself that are wanting to come to the light. What you will find is that they are based primarily on fear. Fear that came to you from instances and situations when you were a tiny child and coming up through your life as well. These are conditioned aspects of yourself. And what you will find, dear ones, is greater lightness even a lightness in your step as you come to discover more and more about yourself, and that you are also a healing agent for your inner world. Dear ones, hold your heads up and continue to lift your eyes to the greater wisdom and being, and plan for the earth realm and for all humanity and for all of life on earth. It does not mean that you need to understand the details of the unfoldment and evolution of this earth plane, but you are in the great force for good. You are stepping forward always into the light, holding hands with the God that created this realm, listening, always asking and listening, and then responding as the guidance comes to you. Let go of those old patterns, beliefs, ideas of institutions and foundations that no longer serve you and serve the planet. And remember, too, this is felt by many as a loss, so there is the depression there, the grief, the sadness, that things are being lost. But they must be lost, they must die, for the new to come to light, for the seed to break ground through the earth and come forward in its beauty, in its wisdom, in its nowness, in its blessing to the earth, now, here and now. We thank you always for your follow-up questions, and continue to do this as we continue to move forward in our sessions with you weekly. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.